And today is the 31st of October. I'm at Iroquois High School with Marlene Cano. Marlene, with you, do people say Marlene or Merlin?
Marlene.
Would you tell me how old you are and where and when you were born? And also say your whole name.
Okay. My name is Marlene Cano Hernandez. I was born in Guatemala. I came here when I was 11 years old. I'm 17 now. And I'm currently in Iroquois, a senior in Iroquois High School.
Okay. Have you been at Iroquois all for your whole high school career?
Yes, since freshman year.
Yeah. Where'd you go to middle school?
Thomas Jefferson.
Where's that?
It's in, if you take the expressway, you take 1814. I forgot what is the street called.
It's sort of south of here? Is it like over by Dixie Highway?
No.
No?
I think it's east.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, fair enough. Let's see. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have 5 brothers and 2 sisters.
And how many, do they live in Louisville?
Yes. Except one of my sisters. She's back in Guatemala.
Okay, and you told me she got married or something?
Yeah, she got married and she has 3 children. And they're trying to see if she comes over here.
Sure. Where is your family from in Guatemala?
Casilla Santa Rosa.
Casilla Santa Rosa.
Mm-hmm.
And could you, what do you remember about Santa Rosa?
Well, the weather is it's hot, and it's not really like here, like city style. It's more like the forest where my house is located. We don't have any neighborhoods. It's just like my house and trees, and it was all green and everything, away from the city. Yeah.
That sounds really pretty.
Yeah, peaceful.
Sounds very peaceful.
Yeah.
What kind of place was it that you all lived in? A house out in the country?
It was like the countryside.
Mm-hmm.
My parents used to own cows and like where we live, it was like big enough to have cows and like grass to feed them and everything.
Mm-hmm. So did you have to take care of those animals when you were a kid?
I was scared at that time.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I used to get close to the cows, but sometimes they were like, well, I felt like they wanted to be mean to me, so I ran away from them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to take care of them very much because you were scared of them.
Yeah, and also like I was little, and I had 2 brothers older than me.
Right.
So they took care of them.
They did all that.
Yeah.
Okay. And so did everybody come together to the U.S.?
Well, my older brothers were already here. My sister and my 2 older brothers, they were already here. And in Guatemala, it was 4 of us. One of them was like 22, the other one was like, I think like 16, and the other one like 18.
Yeah.
And I was the youngest one, I was 11.
Oh, you're the baby of the whole family?
Yeah, I'm
the
baby.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, really?
In my family, yeah.
Oh, okay. And so we all came together with my mom.
Okay.
My dad went and he came with us too. Like he went and was in charge of us, like
sure.
He came here and everything.
Have you ever been back to Guatemala since you've been here?
Once.
When was that?
It was like 2 years ago. Yes, I went there for a month.
Oh wow, a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
I felt weird.
Like what?
I don't feel like this is the same place as it used to be. Like where I used to live, well, the village I live in,
mm-hmm.
A lot of the people that are there now is people I don't know. They came and settled there. They weren't there when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like people's not the same. They change sometimes.
Tell me more. What do you mean?
Well, a lot of people don't see you the same, and they talk to you differently. Like, and I don't know. They think like being in the United States is like when you go from here and you don't take anything to them, like a present or something, they get mad usually because they think like here. They think like you have the rich life, and you really don't. You have to work for it, and a lot of people think you just come here and, well, I understand because they never been here, so I understand that they think that. Maybe I used to think that when I was little too. That mm-hmm. it was like easy to get the money here and mm-hmm. everything. And I don't know, I think that made me feel weird because like people look at me different and they used to be like, ooh, like, how you been over there? Like, kind of being like sarcastic and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And like also like my own family over there, like uncles and everything, they sort of act weird too. I don't know, that's how I felt. And also, like, you know, like, I already got used to the environment here.
Uh-huh.
So going back over there made me, like, because here we have air conditioning for the when it's hot. And you get to drive and everything. And back in Guatemala, there's no air conditioning. And like driving for women is not a thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's weird if you see a woman driving.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And also, like the education system,
mm-hmm.
Let's say I was back in Guatemala right now,
mm-hmm.
I would maybe be graduating from like nursing, or I would be already graduating.
In nursing?
In nursing, maybe, and here I'm still in high school, which there is like basic.
Huh.
It's really different. Like here you take 12 years to get the high school diploma.
Right.
Over there you may take 12 years to get the actual degree, like a teacher degree or college degree.
Really?
Yeah, it's really... It's really different the way it's set up.
Huh. Do you think, what do you think about that? What do you think about the education you're getting here in America?
I feel like it's better here. Because back in Guatemala, like, even if you get that degree and everything, it's really hard for you to get a job. And if you get a job, you're not going to be getting paid a lot. It's gonna be like low income.
Mm-hmm.
I heard this friend of mine, she told me she already got her degree. She's working in a bank. And she say whenever she started, she worked for a whole month and she didn't get paid into like
at all?
2 months at all. I don't know how that works. I think it's the economy that is down. I don't know. She said she was working there for like a month and something, and she didn't even get paid yet.
Did she ever get paid for her time?
Well, she did, but it took some time.
A long time?
Yeah.
She was
working there, but she wasn't getting paid like into a...
That's hard to keep putting food on the table if you're not getting paid.
It is really hard. That's why I feel like here is better. Like, right now I'm working like at the racetrack and Walmart. The money I'm making here as a part-time in Walmart and in the racetrack, that's like the money a professional would be making in Guatemala. And here, like working at Walmart is considered just a normal job. It's mm-hmm. not like, and you can pay like low,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes I'm like, I'm really lucky to be here and have this job, because back in Guatemala is different. Like the money I'm making here as a part-time is what a professional will be making there.
Yeah, but that money goes a lot further down there in Guatemala, don't you think?
Like, what do you mean?
Like if I give you $5 today in Louisville,
mm-hmm.
and I send $5 to one of your uncles in Guatemala,
that would be
that
like,
$5 like will last them a lot longer.
Yeah, it would be like 5 times 8. It would be like 40. Let's say $40 over there.
It would have the it.
Yeah,
you could buy $40 worth of stuff.
Not really. Well, the thing is like, okay, if I buy a pen here, it's
uh-huh.
going to be $1.
Right.
But in Guatemala, if you buy a pen, it's probably gonna be like $8. Like $8 worth over there. They call it quetzales.
Quetzales.
And a dollar, if I send a dollar back to Guatemala, they're gonna get 8 quetzales.
Right.
And so it's basically like the same.
Really? How many quetzales is a pen?
I would say it's like maybe from 5 to 10, from 5 to 8.
So really like $1?
Yeah, like $1 here.
Wow.
So
that
I
surprises
feel like,
me.
Yeah. Right now, family, my mom, family from my mom's side, just like came here, and there's a 14-year-old,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, we took her to buy some stuff, and so a pair of jeans, they were like $20.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh my God, so cheap. Because like, she was like, oh my God, so cheap, because back in Guatemala, if she was gonna buy those jeans, it would be maybe like 100 and something quetzales.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's very surprising. I don't know much about figures and economics and stuff. That surprises me.
Yeah,
though.
And so my mom was like, well, it's basically like the same thing, because like here, $20, it's like the same amount of quetzales over there.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, how long have you been working at Walmart?
I've been there for like 10 months.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's it like in Kentucky? It's been a long time since I was your age.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, what do you, I think I started working when I was like 13. Can you still do that?
No, you
no?
have to be 16, I
you
think.
Have to be 16 to get a part-time job?
Yeah.
How many hours a week are you legally allowed to work? Are you 17 or 18?
17.
Okay.
So, I can do up to 30 hours.
At one job?
Yes, at Walmart. I can do like up to 30 hours because I'm in school. And I'm only allowed to do up to 6 hours a day. And we're supposed to get like 2 days off a week.
Okay. So how much do you work at Walmart?
I usually do like 20 hours because of school and all of that. It makes it complicated, so I only do like 20 hours.
And when do you go to the track?
On the weekends. I work on the track on the weekends. Well, when I have like, not only the weekends, like right now we're having the break on Monday and Tuesday because of the elections next week.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going both of those days.
To the track?
Yeah, because since I'm not going to school, I get to go there.
And in the summers, do you go also in the mornings?
Yes. This last summer, I did both jobs. And I was doing the whole week in the racetrack and Walmart after that.
That's a lot of work.
It is.
How many hours were you working over the summer?
Well, I was doing up to 34 hours in Walmart and every morning in the racetrack.
So how many hours total do you think?
Like, overall?
Mm-hmm. At the racetrack and at Walmart for 1 week.
Well, in the week, maybe, I would say like 60 maybe. Because like in the racetrack, you work from 5 to 10. And Walmart, you do like 8 hours, say. Yeah, and since I wasn't going to school, they were scheduling me to do 8 hours in Walmart most of the time.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, but my goal was to buy me a car.
Did you get one?
Yeah, I did.
What?
I reached my goal. I wanted to buy me a car, and so that was like the main reason why I was doing the two jobs at the same time.
That's so cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow, that's yeah. A big deal. That's a lot of freedom. What kind of car did you get?
I got a Nissan 2012.
Really? That's like a really new... I've never owned a vehicle that new in my whole life.
Really?
New. My car right now is a 2003, and that's the newest car I've ever had in my life.
Really?
Swear to God.
Wow. Well...
A 2012 Nissan. Good for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Where did you get it?
Well... This
Couch Peters, if you are still in the building.
This one time, I wasn't planning like on buying the car yet. I had the money, but I was maybe like, I said maybe if I keep working and I get some more money, and I'll get maybe a better car. And so my brother came up to me. He's like, this
Mr. Barbagello,
someone's selling this 2012 Nissan for $4,000. No, like, and he was like, we should go like check it out, like maybe see what conditions it is in and everything. And we did. We texted the guy, and he answered really fast, and he gave us the address. And right after I finished my work at with the horses, we went to see it, and the guy he lived in a rich neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and he seemed to have the money, so my brother was like, maybe he's selling it just because he's getting a better one, so it may be in good conditions.
Yeah.
And it was in really good conditions.
So you had it checked out and everything?
Yeah, and...
That seems really inexpensive for a 2012 car. I don't know much about cars, though.
Yeah, and my brother was like, it's a 2012, and it looks in good conditions. And I'm thinking, like, the guy is not selling it because something's wrong with it. He may be selling it because he wants a new one.
New car?
And I was like, you're right, because, like, the guy live in a big house and rich neighborhood. Well, mm-hmm. I consider. And... We did. I was like, well, I want it. And so in that moment, we went to the bank and got the money and gave it to the guy. And then I fitted the papers, and it's on my name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And everything. And since I already have my license by then, I was good to go.
So you got insurance and everything?
Yeah. And I'm currently paying for insurance for my car and everything. I'm proud of myself because, like, my parents didn't have to help me. Well, they did help me, but like with money, and they're not worried about that right now with me. I'm trying to help them instead.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
That is really very, very impressive. I was not that responsible when I was your age, not even a little bit. It's pretty irresponsible, actually.
Yeah, and since my mom is like 60 and my dad is 64, my dad drives, but it's like kind of difficult for him because his vision is not that good and everything. He got diabetes and high blood pressure, so it's kind of dangerous for him to be driving. And since I'm the one that sometimes is the most at home, I take care of like taking them to buy food for the house, mm-hmm. or whenever I have the free time, we go out. And yeah, because like sometimes they're all the time at home, and
mm-hmm.
I don't think that's really healthy, so
mm-hmm.
sometimes I ask them if they want to go somewhere and do some stuff.
Like what? What do you all do?
Sometimes we go to the park, Iroquois Park. My dad likes to walk, and my mom just likes to be out of the house. She's like, I don't like to be in the house. And so we go and have walks. And or sometimes they're like, we should go to eat somewhere else. Or my mom is like, I didn't cook today. We should go out to eat somewhere.
That's
usually
cool.
Go to Mexican restaurants, or there's this restaurant called La Guanaquita.
Yes, I love La Guanaquita.
Yes, we usually go there sometimes.
What do you like to get there?
Pollo con tajadas.
Tajadas? What's
tajadas.
That?
It's like tajadas. Let me make sure. Plátanos. It's basically like banana, but they fry it.
Plantago. Plantain.
Plátano.
Plátano.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said?
Plátano.
Oh, okay.
They call it tajadas because they fry it.
Okay.
So, I don't know, they call it different.
Yeah, yeah, plantain in English.
Yeah.
Okay, so pollo con plátano.
Mm-hmm.
Oof, that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really good.
Do you all have plátanos in Guatemala?
Oh, yes. Like I was telling you, like where we live, we have like a lot of space to plant stuff and everything. My parents used to have some plants, like the plátanos.
Like a tree?
Like a tree, and that's where we used to get our plátanos.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never had a banana tree. How do you get the plátanos out of them?
They usually get the little plant.
And oh, okay.
And they plant it like, and they used to have like the plants that make coffee, the coffee plants. And like they used to plant the little plants of plátano, like in the middle of that. And so.
Because they like the shade or something?
Yeah, the shade for the coffee plants.
Oh, I love hearing about that.
Yeah.
So the plátanos give shade to the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do you harvest the plantains?
They used to hire workers, and they used to, like, you know, like whenever the coffee was ready to be taken off, like the plants.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to explain myself.
No, it's okay. I totally understand what you're saying.
And they used to get workers. Even I sometimes, like, they used to like teach me how to do it. And they used to like cut it and then get into big stock it, and then get it on the car. and they took it to, they waited and took it to the places where they used to buy it. And
really?
Yeah.
I mean, so they wow, that's incredible. So you would help a couple things about this. I find this type of stuff very, very interesting. Especially because I like really have a lot of respect for farmers and
yeah.
I just know how important that is.
Yeah.
But also I'm really interested in the process of these things. So what do you remember about harvesting coffee? Like, what time of year was it? Was it really hard? What did you have to do? Was it fun? Things like that.
Okay, yeah. It was like, usually it's like a, it starts like around this time in Guatemala. And it depends like how big your plantation is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really hard, but well, you had like your hands, you will get like really dirty and maybe tired. They used to like tie baskets like on the like on the waist and like to like cut it, like each basket would weigh like 25 pounds, like whenever you were finished filling it.
Wow, that's a lot for a little kid.
Yeah. I usually didn't do much. That
yeah,
was
yeah,
like
yeah.
That was like my goal like during the whole day. So and other people used to do like 100 pounds in the day or more.
And these people,
like 25 pounds.
Yeah, and so your parents would hire workers from around the neighborhood.
Not from the neighborhood. They used to like come from other places.
Mm-hmm.
We can say like that was their work.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the neighborhood, not a lot of people like had the. They had their own plantation, so
mm-hmm.
they would take care of that. And we would get the workers from other places, like Las Flores. I forgot what was the other one called. It's like places that are really far away, and that's their job. Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's like the job they know and everything.
So these are other places in Guatemala?
Mm-hmm. Las Flores is one. And the other one, I remember it, but like I forgot. Los Positos.
Okay.
Mm, I forgot the other one. There's Buena Vista.
Buena Vista,
mm-hmm.
okay. So these people just travel around
mm-hmm.
through Guatemala working on the different coffee plantations.
Yes. Yes.
Do you remember when they would, that time of year, like when they people started showing up? Do you remember those times of the year?
Well, they didn't just like show up. They would like, let's say my dad already had the connection with them.
Mm-hmm.
So he would just like call them or be like, oh, this job is going to start and we need people.
Sure.
And they would like bring their families and everything.
Really?
Young people would come too, like really, like my age.
Really?
Yes.
Where would they stay?
Usually my parents will have like a house prepared for them.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My parents used to like own, well, the place I told you about is like really big, so there was a house like near the road, and it was big enough, so they would give it to them so they can stay there while they
mm-hmm.
do the work.
And how long would it take for them to do the work on the property?
Well, it I don't remember clearly,
mm-hmm.
but
that's
it was,
right.
I would say it's maybe like a week because that, well, I would say more than a week because like my parents used to own like a plantation, like it was really close to the house,
mm-hmm.
but my dad also owned this other land. It was like an hour away from our house.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would they would do is like wake up like early in the morning, and the car was do you know those open cars, Toyotas?
Yeah.
Yes, the car was one of those, so they would take the people there and travel to the other place.
And work there.
And work there. It was like a colder place and everything.
Oh.
It was really good for plantations.
Wow. And it was a little bit colder, like a little bit higher up or something?
Yeah, it was colder. We can say the weather was like what it is right now here.
Oh, wow.
And that's where my parents are originally from.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So your parents had a lot going on down there.
Yeah.
That's a lot to take care of and a lot of responsibility. And so they grew enough coffee. I mean, that was part of the family income.
Yes.
For the year. My goodness. Did you ever go with your dad or your mom to sell the coffee?
Yes, I used to go.
What was that like?
Because they used to go like to the city and sell it. Well, they had to get the car full of it and then take it to them and see what was the price. My parents usually had a person who they took it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they would make exceptions because like other places were paying more money for it and everything.
Yeah, big business. Coffee is big business.
Yeah, but right now, last year I heard from my parents because my brother still owns some over there, and his father-in-law is taking care of it. And I heard they say like the prices are going down.
That's not good.
It's not. This year, I haven't heard anything. But last year, it was kind of bad and sad for a lot of people because the prices were really low. And some people, that's how they get their money. And it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And it's not because people aren't drinking coffee. People drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
My goodness.
It's the economy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Going down.
What do you think... I mean, I don't know. I don't have any kids. I'm having my first kid next month. I can't imagine what it's like to think about a family and trying to raise enough, you know, grown up coffee to support a family and stuff.
Yeah.
But what do you, but also in my mind, I'm thinking of this place you're talking about. It sounds very beautiful. And like, it sounds like a beautiful place and a nice way to make a living. What do you think it was like for your parents to decide to leave everything and come to America?
My mom was really happy on coming here because my brothers that are here.
Mm-hmm.
For her, it was like 15 years without seeing them. So she was like excited to see them. And everything, and they were excited over here to see them, us too. Like, my brothers here didn't know me. Since I'm like the youngest, they didn't know me.
Students, and from now on, so tomorrow, be prepared. You will be dismissed from class, go get a snack, and then go to ESS.
Wow.
You should be in the ESS. Classroom by 2:35. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, like I was saying, my mom was really excited, and my brothers here were really excited. I wasn't like sad to leave, and I wasn't like happy to come here because I didn't know, and I know it was like going to be like really different. And everything. I remember this one time when I was already here, they took me to church in Churchill Downs, the chapel. And I haven't seen her in a long time, but this little girl, she's like the same age as me right now. Well, she was the same age back then. And she speak English to me, and she was like, "Do you want to go play?" And I look at my older brother that was already here, and I was like, what she said? Because I couldn't understand it. I felt really bad because I couldn't understand anything she was saying. It was like a big transition for me. And it was really weird too, because back in Guatemala, let's say I was like the only child at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to play like with my dolls by myself, and I was okay. And when kids came over and visit, sometimes it was weird.
Mm.
It was like sometimes I used to be happy and play with them. I remember doing food out of dirt.
Doing what?
Food out of dirt. Like I used to put water on the dirt and make the food. I used to have fun back then.
Uh-huh.
And then here, I wasn't the only child, because I came here and I met my nephews and nieces.
Oh, okay.
Which it made it weird, because I was 11 and one of them was like 9 years old, so I was his aunt, but
right.
We were like kind of like the same age.
Same age, yeah.
I've been an aunt since I was like 1 year old.
Right.
And because I have older sister, and it was really weird because I wasn't used to be like around other kids all the time. So whenever I was like in the departments, were weird for me, because back in Guatemala everything was open.
Mm-hmm.
And like if you go outside, it was like trees around and you didn't have neighborhoods and everything. And here it was like more like country, and here is like city.
Mm-hmm.
If you go outside, you're not really going to see like a view of trees and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I came here in April, so it was still kind of cold.
Mm-hmm.
And then meeting my brothers, it was weird too, because like I didn't know them at all. They have a video where like they recorded me when I just came to the airport, and one of them is like, are you going to hug me? And I was like I didn't want to hug them, because like I was like, I don't know you.
I don't know you.
So why am I supposed to hug you?
Right.
That was me.
Yeah.
And it's funny seeing the video.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That sounds like a big transition. That was a lot for you to take on.
Yeah.
What do you remember? I liked hearing that story about being at the chapel. Do you remember that girl? Did you go play with her?
No.
You didn't?
I didn't, because like later on I got to know her more, and later on like I learned like my words in English. Her father was Mexican.
Uh-huh.
And so, but her mom was from here, so she didn't know Spanish.
Really?
So I couldn't go play with her because she didn't know Spanish, I didn't know English. So I was like, how are we going to communicate?
Huh.
Yeah, and later on, I heard more stuff about her. She's really nice. I haven't seen her in a long time, but I heard like something's been going on around her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was homeschooled. And then, like, I always noticed that some of the other kids in the chapel, I don't know why, they weren't really friendly to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, later, like, when I understood more English and everything, I noticed that, I don't know why, they did her, like, to the side. And I'm always been like a... For that person that if I see something like that, I feel like bad and sad, and I just go to that person and talk to them.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I don't like I don't like to see somebody be picked on.
No, so that's what I used to do. Like whenever I saw that, I always tried to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but then I heard something happened to her dad or something. I haven't heard from her. She haven't been on the chapel like the longest now.
Do you still go to the chapel?
Yes, I do.
So Chaplain Del Rosario who does the services?
They changed it. Like the chapels that used to be there, they changed. There was the Spanish chapel was Julian. That was his name.
Okay.
And the one who did it in English, I forgot his name. But both of them are gone. They changed them.
Julian and Ken?
I think it was him. And now it's
Joseph?
Joseph and